This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think Michael's ever done drugs.
It's Mike Shope.
I don't know if anyone's ever offered him any.
Let's go over some of the symptoms of marijuana use, shall we? You tell me who this sounds like.
It's the Bulldog.
Slow moving. Inattentive. Dull. Constantly snacking. Shows a lack of motivation.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Just a wrap. Maybe we're not all the way back to we love our notifications, even after that Splash Sports reminder that your Survivor pick wasn't in. We're back to this is killing me.
I just got a notification from Ticketmaster that says, get those Canisius hockey tickets you thought were gone. I mean, I'm sorry, what? Nothing. I mean, go Canisius hockey, but what?
I will not let my moderate, severe indifference toward college hockey define me. Just say it out loud. It'll feel good. Mike Giardi with us, Boston Sports Journal. I love when the Bills play the Patriots because then we get to talk to Mike. Assuming he says yes.
I miss you guys. How you been?
It's been good here.
We're good. It's nice to hear from you again, Mike. Thanks for making the time.
Not
for
excited about Canisius hockey? What are we talking about?
I am excited about Canisius hockey. That I found out earlier today the kid that we know is actually one of their goalies this year. So I'm excited for that. But it's just a weird thing that I got a notification.
Oh, hang on,
Mike. You could show up 2 minutes before faceoff, and I think I could get you in. Okay, like I don't understand why I'm getting a notification. I thought they were gone.
The perks of the job, Mike. Wait a minute. Did you say it out loud to somebody? Is that why you got the notification?
No, I did not. Okay. But I saw on Twitter that Chase Clark, who was connected to my son when we were playing, he was playing, is one of their goalies now. And I was like, oh, Chase Clark is on Canisius. Good
for course,
him.
You know, Mike being in the Boston area, I'm not sure how conversant he is in college hockey. But if you ever need somebody, Mike, we got Bulldog right here. He can go 10 rounds with you on college hockey.
So I used to have to cover it a ton back in the early days of my TV career in Boston because of BCBU always, right? And then,
right.
And then you had the beanpot. So, you know, I could hang all right.
All right. Well, so Patriots at Bills Sunday night. Prime time for New England. And the Bills now, this is old hat. But for a younger team, Drake May, you know, getting this spot in Buffalo, do you think he's up to it?
I think he's playing really well right now, by and large. You know, there was obviously he can't yada yada a couple turnovers that he had against Pittsburgh, but it's been 3 weeks of really efficient quarterback play, by and large. What I will tell you is Drake tends to be amped up for every game, and normally that first drive can be a little bit of a roller coaster. And based on how he was talking this week, I would be careful in the first 5-6 rows of the stands because you might get an unintended target because he might be so jacked up that he fires one in there.
Ooh, I happen to be sitting in row 3 and holding
on a swivel.
Right on a swivel and holding a ball that my son and I got at a game. once, just randomly. I brought the ball in today, so maybe you're speaking this into existence. We will see.
Well, I'm very. I've said it this way, Mike. Like I would not be surprised if New England could pull an upset here. I mean, the opponents the Bills have faced here the last 3 weeks, I would not have ever gotten close to saying the same thing. You know, covering the spreads is a different thing, but to me, the quarterback is such an important piece, and if he can keep his head on straight, like I feel like he's. I mean, he's the next guy in the division and maybe even the conference that I think we should be worrying about.
Yeah, the marriage between he and Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel, who very much has a hand in everything, has gone very well so far. And people were wondering, you know, I remember even talking to people around the league being like, McDaniels, that's so uninspired. And I'm like, well, you know, he does have a good track record beyond Tom, not as a head coach, but just you talk about the quarterbacks that he worked with. He cobbled together a good offense, good-ish offense in 2020, the COVID year, when they signed Cam Newton in July and he couldn't throw. And yet, you know, whatever, they were 7-9. They didn't go to the playoffs or anything, but it was like there were pieces of a competent offense there, and you're like, how is he doing this with that guy that can't play anymore? So you give him someone with the physical tools of Drake, and that's one of the reasons I think Josh was very, very interested in the job long before the job mm-hmm. came open, was like, he sees it. He sees what the kid is capable of, and like, hey, I'd like to work with him. And there are times when you watch Drake play and you can hear Josh in his ear sort of like, hey, no, just throw it away. Just do that. So he's still learning those parts of it, yeah. You know, as I mentioned, the two turnovers. But then, like, there was a similar play to the fumble he had against Pittsburgh everything breaks down around him. He wisely puts the ball to his chest. He's going to run with it or get down, right? And then all of a sudden he sees Trevion Henderson leak out in front of him, and he's like, ooh, maybe I can backhand pitch the ball to him like, you know, say Josh Allen does to Spencer Hawes. And the next thing you know, ball comes away from his body. Herbig chops it down, ball's out. Well, last week against Carolina, and he said, you know what? I'm just going to take the one-yard sack, and my offensive lineman will be mad at me because I took the sack, but I didn't turn the ball over. And that is like sort of the progress they're trying to make with him and getting him to realize, like, you don't need to win every play.
Yeah.
Sometimes that right there is the right thing to do.
The lineman will be mad, but whatever, I'll just buy them a truck when the season's over.
Right?
Like, we'll be okay.
He's got the money. He can afford it.
Yeah. At least maybe when he gets his second contract. Mike, I've been referring to him a few times this week as Josh Allen Light, and I don't want to be lazy about it. Like, how does that land with you? Because I feel like there are comparisons, but it's all none of it's all feels like about three quarters, like size, arm strength, all of it. Is that a compliment or is that doing him a little dirty?
So I think from an athletic standpoint, he reminds me more of Herbert than he does of Josh. Like, I think Josh is he's a freak, and I mean that in a good way. Like, mm-hmm. not quite Cam Newton freakish at 200. I can't believe I've mentioned Cam Newton now twice, but, you know, that 255-pound, 260-pound bowling ball at running back, a quarterback. But Josh, his ability to withstand some of the physical punishment and dish it out is uncommon for the quarterback position, and Drake's body. He's 230-ish right now. He's still not grown man strong yet mm-hmm. in that regard. So I see him as a really good athlete who's capable of making a ton of plays with his legs and certainly can access any part of the field with his arm. But at this point, I see it more as a Herbert-like thing than a Josh-like thing.
With Mike Giardi, well, you know, another way of asking a question about May and, like, what we've got here Sunday night is – Bulldog even alluded to it, and we were talking earlier about this, like the Tua thing in the AFC East with Allen, I think is close to over. Like, the Bills have beaten the Dolphins they've lost to him once in 14 games or something like that. Like, that has sort of been written. And the Jets, I think, are still trying to figure out what they're going to be at quarterback. They drafted Zach Wilson at 2, right? And then that went away.
Yeah.
Now Fields... May is in the spot to sort of become the guy here for these two teams, if not for the AFC East. I'm not talking on like the most elite level, but for a division rivalry, I feel like it's a pretty safe bet, Mike, that May is going to be there a while.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the progression from year one to year two, you know, we always talk about the year two leap, and after week one, you're like, ooh, I don't know, it didn't look as great as you kind of thought it was going to. And then how quickly he settled in Miami And then, like I mentioned, like everything around the two turnovers against Pittsburgh was outstanding. It's, he obviously can't like just brush those away, mm-hmm. but like they have him playing in a certain manner. I think Josh has done a good job of. We had this big conversation here. Taking on his plate, does he have too much on his plate? And Josh and Drake are like, no. But they've done more of the boot action, play action stuff, get him outside, and then it's, you know, it's a high-low read, or sometimes if you flood it, there's three reads there, but it's, you got to get rid of it quick or you're tuck and run. And I think he's real comfortable with that. And then I think when they do that, then it makes him comfortable elsewhere, like when he's sitting in the pocket. And so I think they're still learning each other, but they're sort of marrying that idea. And his growth, and like I said, the ability to he's not been a repeat offender error-wise, and I think that's critical. Especially for a young quarterback. And now what's happening, I think, too, is, and again, we're early in the process, but I think teammates are looking at him now going like, okay, he was drafted to be the guy, but we didn't win but one game with him from start to finish last year. And now, okay, we've seen him play some gems of football games early in the year, granted against lesser opponents, but like, I think they're starting to look at each other going like, no, he's the guy. He's that mm-hmm. guy. And like, there's not a ton of them in the league, and they think maybe that they have that guy. So we'll see if it continues to progress this way, but he's certainly laying down the right path.
How about the supporting cast? Let's start on the offensive line. Of course, the high pick, Will Campbell. There's another rookie next to him at guard. What's the offensive line outlook here?
So much better than it was last year or even the year before. And, you know, some of the metrics have them like rated highly. I think it's really hard to sort of measure offensive line play unless you're actually just watching it and you know all the assignments. But Campbell has held his own. You know, he had a fourth quarter sort of meltdown a little bit against Vegas in the opener. And then Herbig gave him some problems in the second half of the game against the Steelers, including that, you know, the sack, which really was Drake's fault. But regardless, he's been good. Like the level of play that they're getting from their left tackle this year versus the last two is like night and day. The kid you mentioned, the other rookie, Jared Wilson, he missed his first game last week with a knee injury. He's been limited in practice this week. He did talk to us, which generally would give you an idea that maybe he's got a chance to play. Without him, they went with Ben Brown, who's sort of a journeyman. He was their center last year after David Andrews went down. But by and large, it's been good. Like Morgan Moses, you know, he's relatively healthy. He's a 34-year-old, but he's playing at a pretty good level. So, like, that's made a big difference in terms of pass protection. I don't feel like Drake has been under siege much in the first 4 weeks. They're still struggling to run the ball, but that's also kind of not the offensive line's fault. I think they've done a decent job. I think the backs just haven't been as productive as they need to be. I think they're one of the best teams in terms of, you know, yards before contact. Mm-hmm. But then it's what's happening after that that's not good enough. So that has been a major upgrade. And I said, like, if they could get to, like, the 21st or 22nd best offensive line, what a difference that would make. Well, you know, some people will tell you they're 12th or 13th best offensive line right now, and then you kind of understand why they've been scoring and moving the ball relatively well here early in the year.
Some people would also say that your point there is a subtle plea for the Patriots to use Travion Henderson more. I don't know. Maybe not. But, like, if you want to take advantage of a good line, right, Mike? Like, maybe is it time for Henderson?
He's been a little impatient as a runner. And it think they're still trying to get him to, he's obviously got this great speed, but settle down just a little bit, give it another heartbeat, and then that cut that you make, you have already the defender will be getting blown out, and then you're cutting up and you're finding more room to run, and then obviously, as we know, that speed to get to the second level is real. They just haven't been able to find it just yet, but they're still pleased with him. They still think they can get him where we saw him in the summer.
With Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here on WGR. Of course, this is also Stephon Diggs' first game back in Buffalo since leaving the Bills. They faced him last year when he played for Houston, and then he was hurt after that. But, you know, there'll be some emotions probably in this game and in the crowd Sunday night. How has Diggs looked to you?
He doesn't look as explosive, which I guess is not a surprise, right? Considering it's not even been a year since the ACL injury. But I got to tell you, I was surprised that he was ready to go from week one. And what he has proven to be thus far is a very reliable guy and someone that has already developed a good rapport with Drake May. I think it's, I want to say it's 22 targets this season, 19 catches.
Okay.
And obviously he had the breakout game against Carolina. Some of that was Carolina. But also like a credible like 33-yard back shoulder throw from him and Drake that sort of illustrates where that relationship is at. And if he can continue to be, I don't think he has to be a 100-yard guy every week, but if he can continue to give them in that, you know, 5-6 catch range and be someone who moves the chains, I mean, you've watched this offense the last however many years and looked at that position. I think every time we talk, we're like, that position is not good. Mm-hmm. He puts them in a place where they may not be good, but they're a hell of a lot better than where they've been, and that's also making a difference.
And the tight ends have been good, really good. I mean, and it's funny, they're both veteran guys. And for me, I mean, I don't know, this doesn't have to mean anything to anyone else. Like, Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper have been guys that I would easily confuse with one another, thinking about tight ends in the league, and they're on the same team now, which I think helps.
It's that H.
Right?
Yeah, and it's a big it's always been a big part of McDaniel's offenses, you know, and I mean, you can go back to Gronkowski and Hernandez, and those are two different, you know, different breeds on a lot of different fronts, obviously. But, like, that's always been what they wanted to do. They've run a lot of 12 personnel this year. In fact, I think sometimes they've been a little stubborn with it because I don't know that either one of those guys is really would even be an average blocker at this point in their careers. But that's something that they like to live in. But they are reliable. The quarterback trusts them greatly. And, you know, it's funny, every week they've had someone different lead the team in receiving. It was Booty in week one. It was Ramondre in week two. Then it was Hunter in week three going crazy. And then it was Diggs in week four. But then sprinkled in there, you know, the touchdown to Hunter last week, a big 24-yard tight end screen to Austin Hooper. Like, they get those guys involved and like to keep them involved over the course of the game. And it's I think the quarterback likes it.
Should be Henderson in week five, by the way. I'll just say that again.
All right.
Slipping that in.
Stumping for Henderson. Fantasy interests here, Mike. How about on the other side of the ball here? Gonzalez back last week. Yeah. How did he look? And is he, you know, all systems go moving forward?
Yeah, he looked fine. I mean, he pretty much played a full workload until the game was out of reach, and then they took him out. I think it was 48 or 49 snaps. They didn't do, you know, I'm not that necessarily Carolina's offense requires anybody to travel with anyone, although that's not bad, McMillan. But, like, they played sides, and they didn't go crazy with man-to-man stuff, but he recovered well. He says he feels fine this week, expects, you know, that he's capable of doing all the stuff he's doing. And this is kind of how they built their defense, right? Like, they wanted this a strong interior, and they've been getting that with Barmore and Milton Williams, although, as you guys mentioned in the update there, Williams did not practice today, and that's a concern because I'm assuming that happened in practice yesterday because we talked to him before practice on Wednesday, and he was in great spirits and moving fine, and then we didn't see him at all today in the locker room, and he wasn't out of practice. That would be a tough blow for them if they don't have him. But it's those two interior guys, and then it's the two corners. You know, as Mike Vrabel said, we want to play cat coverage. You got this cat, I got that cat. They haven't had that until last week. They didn't have to deploy it that way last week against Carolina. And maybe they look at Buffalo and say, you know, who's the number one? But there's also, you know, money downs. That's where you can start to do some of that stuff, too. They didn't, like I said, they didn't do it last week. But I could see them like, you know, we fear Kincaid on third downs. We might move one of these guys over Kincaid on a third down or whoever, whatever the Khalil Shakir, whatever they think is the danger zone there in those spots that they might do that.
You mentioned Barmore. Is he fine? That there was last year blood clots, like serious health issues. Yeah. He's all good.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. They managed him all spring and summer. And even during the course of the first 3 weeks of the season, 4 weeks of the season, he's missed a day of practice and it's not a health thing. It's just, they go whatever maintenance. So they did a lot with that over the summer where it was like, yeah, he's practicing today, but not really. You know, he's working one-on-ones with one of the pass rush specialist guys and not participating in team drills and things like that. So I don't know if that's a result of what happened. My guess is it is. They you know, he doesn't want to talk about it anymore. So, you know, you can only get so far with that.
Mm-hmm.
But last week he chewed up Carolina. And granted, it was against backups because Robert Hunt is on IR. But, like, that's the thing that you're supposed to do, right? When you're paid that kind of money, you're that type of impact player like he was in 2023, you're supposed to take the lesser guy and throw him around. And they did. And then that opens things up for Williams. And when they're doubling Williams, which has been more of what's happened over the first 4 weeks, then it's Barmore getting the single blocks and causing havoc. So it's been a good combination. As Williams was telling me yesterday, he's like, I told you guys since the day they signed me, there's going to be pick your poison. You can't double both of us. You know, you just can't do it. So they got to pick. And when they pick, it's up to the other guy to make them pay. And they've done a pretty good job of that so far.
Last thing, Mike, quickly. The Bills so far, I mean, 4-0, and I'm not going to try to tell you, which you already know, about how just in a given week things can really look different than the week before, like thinking of the AFC and the league. But there's a feeling, I think, maybe around football, like if it's not their year this year, when will it ever be, given how Kansas City and Baltimore starts their off to?
I wonder from, and you guys are obviously much closer to it every single day, but, like, I still wonder about the defense a little bit. Like, and I know there's the injuries, but you start to wonder, like, Matt's probably never going to be fully healthy. Like, that's just maybe the track of his career now. And, like, those sorts of things, like, are they a playmaker short on defense would be my concern for them. Or are they maybe not stout enough on the interior and teams are being able to run on them? Like, that's going to be a question that Brandon Bean's going to have to answer probably soon. I know they get a couple guys back off suspension list, and maybe that makes – but if I was him, I'd keep an eye on the market and see what's going on, because you're right. It's – everything's lining up for them just perfectly. You just – do you want to push it over that – you want to give yourself a little bit more ammunition as you go into the latter half of the season.
We'll talk about that some more here soon. Thank you, Mike. I'm not sure if you're making the trip, but I'm looking forward to Sunday night.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Very good.
I'm looking forward to it. I get to say goodbye to – well, it's not Ralph Wilson anymore, but – you know, I've said it a million times. It's one of my favorite places, if not my most favorite place to watch a game, because that crowd is crazy, and that environment's going to be awesome on Sunday night.
Yeah, it should be white out. Plus, you'll get to see the new place across the street as you sit from the from the press box, which is surreal, I think, to many of us.
Yeah,
very good. Thanks for your time, as always, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, Bills and Patriots in Orchard Park Sunday night. You know, yesterday, I guess it was a caller who brought up the trade deadline, and then other people started to bring up ideas, and here we are leaving our conversation with Mike talking about a piece on defense, which is kind of where your head was yesterday. 803-0550 if you want to get in on that. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sal at 5. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, welcome back. Sal Capaccio in 20 minutes or less. It is time now for The Line, presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Each Thursday at this time, as you know, if you go way back with us, we talk about the game coming up and our favorite ideas for maybe a play in this game, or two or three. And so here we go. Bills and Patriots Sunday night in Orchard Park. The line is 8.5. The Bills are favored now by 49.5. I think that's gone up a little bit. So
they're not favored by 49.5.
The total.
The total is 49.5.
Did I say 49? Well, it feels like it. But
yeah, 8.5.
Thanks for the correction there. Yep. Good job. Good catch. Easy math, 28.5 to 21 would be your implied score in this game. So again, we've got a Bills game where they're expected pretty much to score 30.
I would be very leery of going with the number here, betting the Bills minus the number. It's just a big number, and I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I mean, I suppose I could be wrong, and the Bills could just blow them out. I'd be stunned if New England did that to them, but I'm expecting, 30-24 type game. That's as big as I could see it getting. I think New England will get points in this game. I might like the, what did you say the number was? 48.5?
49.5.
49.5. I think I could get to that, but I wouldn't really want to mess with the line there. So if you're interested in putting something together, there's always the James Cook touchdown, but that's minus 220. If you want to venture into first touchdown, that's a little juicier, obviously, but that's a bet that ends pretty early in the day. If he doesn't get it, you're kind of out of luck. I would maybe look at who's going to get the bulk of the carries for New England. That might be a little bit of a puzzle. We don't know with the rookie there and with Stevenson there, but man, if you can settle on believing one guy or the other will be favored, I would maybe look at some yardage totals there, because the Bills are vulnerable to giving up rushing yards. They have been all year long, and I would expect New England to try to exploit that with maybe both guys even. I don't know if you can find both guys, pair them both over 50 maybe. That might be a fun, alternate totals on both guys.
Yeah, interesting idea. Did both Saints guys get there last week?
Yeah, they
Miller
did.
Did.
They did, and the quarterback was, Rattler was just under 50. So they had three guys that were just about at 50 or more.
Okay, right. Looking at it, Rattler 49, Kamara 70, Miller 65. Well, New England has used all three guys. Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, the rookie, and also Antonio Gibson. So, okay. At one book where I'm looking now, you have Stevenson to rush for at least 40 yards is plus 162, and Henderson to do it is plus 228. So if you got both of those, that's a good that's a good win.
I would consider that. I might do that myself even.
Well, do you have a Bills receiver you like? Whose turn is it?
Oh boy,
Coleman. Or is that Gonzalez?
I don't know.
Kincaid?
They have not gotten Palmer really off at all, and he played so little last week. He was 25% snap share, I think. Feel like maybe that it's his turn. If I'm him, I might be looking at my Everybody Eats t-shirt or my Everybody Eats ball cap and going am I an everybody? When do I get my turn at everybody? So I might think about Palmer for that.
All right. I don't see numbers on him.
He doesn't rate.
Jeez. 5 for 61 in the opener, but 5 for 77 since.
Yeah.
If my math is right. All right. The line presented by FanDuel every, as you know, traditionally, Thursday at this time. Well. Let's go to Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I hate to bring this up, but, I hesitate. We're 4-0. After four games, roughly a quarter of the way through, our defense just does not look good at all. And I think for 4 or 5 years, we've been trying to make it better. And we haven't played anybody really strong except for Baltimore. At what point do we start, you know, I just feel Josh bails us out year game after game, year after year. At what point do we look at our head coach and say the defense is just not good enough? And I feel the writing's on the wall. We start playing these better teams later on. They're going to take it to us. Should I not be worried about that? Or is that, it just doesn't seem like our defense is where it needs to be. And I don't see it getting better.
Well, I wouldn't tell you not to be worried about the defense, because there's no denying they're the worst in run defense. Their pass defense is very highly rated, but they haven't really been tested. So I wouldn't tell you not to be worried about it. We talk plenty about it. I'm worried about it. We talk about trade ideas. I'm right to safety or edge rusher. So I'm thinking about it a lot. I don't know what to really do with hold the head coach accountable for it, though. I don't think he's going anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where this team is going to cruise to the playoffs, and they're not going to make a change if, you know, they lose in the playoffs because somebody scores more points than them. I don't think so. Right. You know, hold them accountable. Like, he'll get criticized. He does. And I'm not here to say that none of that's warranted, but I don't think, you know, talking about him being held accountable just leaves me at a dead end, because I don't think there's anything short of a complete collapse here that results in what you're kind of suggesting, which is a change. I think when you say accountable, you mean a change, right?
Right. But Chris, do you think that if you're the Pegulas, having arguably the best quarterback in the world, arguably, that we should just be happy with making the playoffs every year, or getting somebody that could get us over the top with that defense? I mean, this is his specialty. And all those four playoff games we lost, three to KC, once to Cincy, our defense didn't show up. Josh had a heck of a game, all four games. Well, except for maybe for Cincy. But the other three games, he played out of his head. And is it his philosophy? Is it the draft? Is it, you know, is it a scheme? It just doesn't seem like it's getting better. And I worry about that. It's like, yep. Are we just going to be going through the motions for the next 10 years with the best quarterback in the world? You know, I want to win one. You know, I'd love to win one. And that's what.
Yeah, I hear you.
I know that this guy has it in him. I just don't know. You know, just food for thought. Food for thought.
Well, there's nothing to do about this now. I mean, there's no conversation about this in any sane world right now. When a caller calls in and says, I hate to bring it up. We didn't call you. Like, you chose to bring it up. So you might not hate to bring it up. I mean, there's nothing to talk about at the moment. we know, Bulldog even said it back to you, we know what the defense has looked like so far, but it's not really meaningful yet. And they haven't lost a game. I said before the season, this was my last year of kill it in the regular season, go to January, and get shredded by Mahomes or Burrow or Jackson or someone else. Like, this is my last year. I'm on the hook for that. Like, I'm done after this year. If Allen, you know, plays like he plays in the playoffs and they still lose. I mean, this is almost maybe unique in NFL history to have, if this happens again. Like, quarterbacks who lose in the playoffs are sometimes famous for it. And if you look them up, you might see why. Like, there's three picks, Peyton Manning before he won. Like, just, there are really bad stat lines, and Allen doesn't have that. Like, that's not why the Bills have lost. So, one of these years, yeah, you have to do it, but to say, I wouldn't be happy. I doubt the Bills are happy, you know, or satisfied with it going the way it's gone. It does have to change. And I'll hopefully be here when we get to that point and see and have those conversations. But there's nothing to do about it now. I mean, they're not nobody's making a coaching change now. They're undefeated.
Yeah. The best I could do to, like, I guess, I've been talking about this, I think, all through this already here, because the defense comes up most weeks. I mean, they gave up 41 points in the opener and still won. You know, Miami, you know, didn't put up a ton of yards, but they converted a bunch of third downs and yada yada. There's been problems in every one of these games, really, except the Jet game where they just suffocated the Jets and knocked the quarterback out of the game eventually. But they've got people coming back. The suspended guys, the rookie corner, and Oliver Milano, like, they haven't had their full deal on the field really yet. So that can give you some hope that it's going to be different. Like, I think the thing that makes me feel good about it all right now is that they're 4-0 despite all that. Despite the flaws the defense has, they've banked these wins, and hopefully they can keep doing that and then get either healthier or get people back and not suffer other injuries and just have some semblance of their top defense. I mean, every one of these games, I mean, especially the last 2 years, I mean, they're playing with Kyer Elam against the Chiefs. The year before that, it's A.J. Klein. Like, there have been some very difficult circumstances personnel-wise in those playoff losses defensively.
Yeah, but good luck to you if you have your whole starting lineup intact.
That's right.
Because, you know, I think most of the time teams probably don't. We'll see. Thank you, Chris. Sal Capaccio next. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.